USA Radio News.
I'm Richard Johnson. It's a court appearance in the nation's capital today for the man who was formally charged 2 years ago of making the bomb that brought down a U.S. passenger jet 34 years ago. U.S. authorities took Abu Mohammed Mansour into custody over the weekend, presumably in Libya, where he'd been held on other charges. 270 people died when a Pan Am jet bound from London to New York exploded over the tiny Scottish village of Lockerbie in 1988. It's not easy making the holiday budget, but a new survey shows it's tougher for a lot of us this year, thanks to rising prices.
A new poll from Quinnipiac finds the highest inflation since the 1980s is making holiday budgeting even tougher. It says nearly half of middle-class Americans have less in savings than a year ago, and about 40% plan to spend less on gifts this year. Only about 8% say they plan to spend more. I'm Tim Berg.
It's holiday praise from President Biden today, aimed at one of the longest-running holiday gift-giving charities, Toys for Tots.
This program gives so much more than just gifts. It gives hope. You give community, and you are the inspiration that lasts a lifetime.
The president spoke outside Washington at a ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots, which is run by the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. It's given out 627 million toys to 281 million children since 1947. The body of sports writer Grant Wall's back in the U.S. Wall collapsed and died in the press box during a World Cup match in Qatar last week. Family members have said they want a full autopsy done. Wall, who'd angered Qatari officials earlier during the tournament by wearing a gay pride shirt, had complained of respiratory problems in the days before he died. This is USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Los Angeles has its first woman and second African-American mayor. Karen Bass was sworn in yesterday, and she immediately declared a citywide state of emergency over L.A.'s homelessness problem. It's a long wish list for lawmakers in the final 9 days of the 117th Congress.
Topping the list, funding the government. Everything will shut down on Friday unless there's a deal. Democrats want a one-year spending bill. Republicans want a short-term bill, taking us into next year, when Republicans will control the House. Also, the defense bill. It passed the House last week, and the Senate will discuss possible amendments this week. Also on the table, more aid for Ukraine and reforming the Electoral Count Act, which would clarify the vice president's role in certifying presidential elections. I'm Lance Pry.
The lawsuit list just keeps growing over the collapse of cryptocurrency platform FTX. The latest one, filed in Florida state court last week, takes aim at two of FTX's most famous endorsers, Bucks quarterback Tom Brady and baseball legend David Ortiz. But also last week, a judge in a case of another failed crypto, Ethereum, threw out a case brought against endorsers Floyd Mayweather, Kim Kardashian, and Paul Pierce. The judge says there are legitimate concerns over celebrities' ability to persuade people, but it's ultimately up to investors to act reasonably before placing bets on what he labeled the zeitgeist of the moment. I'm Rich Johnson, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.